Yes. Right, there's two different components there, yeah?
Okay, so let's go further. So what's next, Gemara? So it says, "V'omar Rabbi Lozer, lo hichshir Rabbi Lozer al alta." Right? You did this, right? Avol mikan adasara yamim lo. Right. So one was. Okay, so Rabbi Lozer says that even though Rabbi Lozer the Tana holds this get is kosher, it's only kosher immediately. But from now until 10 days, I don't know what kind of a thing that is.
Well, maybe the get only has 10-day expiration.
No, it's immediate. It has to be that day, Rashi says. But
any kind of get, no matter what, has a 10-day half life.
No. So what is this going to half life by get? So he says why? Why la alta? I'm sorry. Yeah. But if it's passed, but if it's not la alta, then what?
We're concerned about
ZF. Okay, go ahead, Rashi. So la alta means what, Chaim? How long is la'altar?
Well, it says like that you can just bring it to Beis Din.
Well, how long is la'altar? Go ahead. You only need to read three words in Rashi.
That day.
So, la'altar means the same day that it was given. Okay? So what does she do? She brings it to Beis Din the day it was given to inform them that she's divorced. Right? And then they're going to permit her to remarry. So the woman doesn't need to wait until she gets until she finds somebody new, right? She can bring it in right away and say, yeah, she doesn't have to actually want to get married. She just bring it in right away. She can bring it in the same day, establish the fact that she's divorced, and then she's free. Okay? So why is that good that day? I don't know why. Rashi just says, because it's that time, it's the time now. Idna means time, mm-hmm. And it's Eidei Mesira. We're not worried about Ziyuf. But if you come in tomorrow, then what? So we're worried that there was a Tanai, and she erased it, and the Eidim don't remember. The Eidim don't remember. Just a practical matter. So what are the Eidim going to say?
Which day?
Day 2.
You look at this get and there's no Tanai here, but we remember that there wasn't
that. No, it's Rabbi Elazar who says they can't come in. He says the get is no good after the first day.
Oh, you mean what do they say when...
Practically, what are they going to say?
I don't remember.
No, what?
They'll say
it's good. I can't hear what you're saying.
Oh.
They'll say what? I guess?
Yeah.
What does that mean? They'll say, it looks good to me, right?
Yeah,
They'll say, this looks like the guest. I mean, oh, I guess it's the same?
Yeah, I guess.
That's good. So in other words, they're going to come in, and they're not going to notice the difference. And they're going to say, yeah, it's the guest. Right? I mean, they're not going to come in. My question is, are they going to come in and say, we don't remember, or are they going to come in and say, this is it? This is it, right? Because if they say you're going to come in... If they're going to come in and say we don't remember, then why should we worry? So when they remember, they remember. When they don't, they don't. But we're worried they're not going to remember, but they're going to think they remember. Right? Just a practical matter. No, so the problem is the cloth itself that the get is written on, it can't tell if something was erased. So they won't be able to tell if I'm looking on it. That's all of this is only, right, this is only talking about written on parchment that can be erased without detection. So that's Rabbi Elazar. He says we don't trust the Eidim to remember. We don't trust the Eidim to remember a Tanai that was there, and they're gonna validate a get that's really no good, right? Unless it's the same day. And what does Rabbi Yochanan say? And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, they can even bring the get 10 days later. 10 days later. That what? Why? Because if there's a condition, they'll remember. So you got a good machlokas here. Will the Aiden remember or not? What do you think, Isaac? Yeah, can someone tell me, okay, what do we mean by condition? What do we mean by a condition in the get?
The guy says he files out for 30 days.
Right, a condition, if you give me $200, whatever.
That's a question, whether or not...
So that'll be in the get. So then when Basin comes... Right, so when Basin, when she comes to Basin, if she hasn't fulfilled... If the condition is in the get, Basin will have to verify that she fulfilled it. And if she hasn't fulfilled it, she won't be divorced. But if she simply erases the condition, they'll say she's divorced right away. Right? The condition is going to hold up the get.
Well, I mean, it depends, like, what the question
is. Yeah, so what do you say? So any chance of understanding this machlokas over here?
What?
Any understanding of this machlokas? What's the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan? Will Rabbi Elazar the Tana allow a get that was written on something that's Yochel is Daev, but was given in front of Eidei Mesira? Will Rabbi Elazar the Tana allow it more than past one day? And what is the one day according to Rabbi Elazar the Ma'amora? What's Al-Alka? Come at the end of the day. I mean, this is another one of the strange Rashis. What's strange about the Rashi? Another example of a strange Rashi, in my opinion. What's strange about this Rashi? He just strings things together. He just sort of stringing facts together. That it was brought in on the day that it was given, right? And it's now, and they're Eidei Mesira. We're not going to be choshish for a
Ziyuf. Sounds like a high school teacher trying to get an answer. Like, just say all the key terms, you know.
I mean, if I would write the Rashi, I would say they're going to remember. Wouldn't you put in something about remembering?
You mean instead of just the 80 this year?
Yeah. Say, yeah, for one day they'll remember. They're definitely going to still remember at the end of the day. What does he mean? What does he mean by that? So what's the machlokas over here? What's the machlokas? How do you have a machlokas about whether Edom are going to remember things or not? I mean, I would trust Edom. That would be my opinion would be trust Edom. Edom come and say they remember, I would believe them. And if they say they don't remember, I would believe them too. Otherwise, we're going to just doubt all Edus. I mean, that's Edus. They come in and they say, we remember. Okay. You have a cheskes kashrus, you're a good aid. Why should we say you don't remember? Why should we say we're not going to trust what you're telling us? Right? That's the question.
Neither side's really good.
Well, I like Rabbi Yochanan. I'm not going to limit him to 10 days. And I like him. Because it's just the Edom. If the Edom come and say that we saw it, hey, you do a little Drish of a Chakira, whatever you want to do. But Rabbi Elazar is saying, under no condition will we accept their Edus. How's that fair? That it's... I was discussing a possibility here, that trying to make this into a more halachic discussion. So maybe Rabbi Elazar learns like this, that the Eidei Mesira, it's a question of what they really were made on. What did they really witness? You could see a lot of things, but that doesn't mean you're a witness on everything. Witness means you're a certain kavana to know it for a purpose. So they come in, they get, let's put it this way, like David was saying, they are Eidei Mesira, right? They're defined. He calls them up, says, I'd like to call up, Eidei Mesira now. So the Eidei Mesira comes up. Now what is within the Eidus of the Mesira? What constitutes the Eidus of the Mesira? So it's obviously the man, the woman, and the get, right? So they have to know the get. They have to know that it's a get. But they only observe the get in terms of the key elements that it is a get. They read the whole thing, of course, but they're only reading it with an eye to knowing that it is a get. That nothing else is their concern. Because all they need to know is to be able to know, Chaim, they just need to know that when they see the man give the woman this piece of paper, that it has the quality of a Mesiras HaGet. That's what they need to know. Mm. Right? They need to know what the Maisa is that the man is doing to the woman. He's giving her a get. So they need to know, they just need to read the get to know that it's Lishmo, Lishma, Lishem Gershon. They need to know that it has the basic kashrus. Okay? But anything above that is not really within the scope of their Eidus. That's not within the scope of their Eidus. We're only going to trust them, Rav Elazar says. We're only going to trust them to recount the things that were the goof of their Eidus. Not things that were peripherally involved. And the goof of Eidus of the Eidei Mesira is just to know that the man did to the woman a Maisa of Mesiras get. And all they need to know for that is the basic elements of the get. They don't need to know any Tanai. It's not part of a Tanai is not Milo or Morid in terms of the definition of Mesiras get. You hear, Chaim? So that element of whether there's a Tanai or not is not going to be Ola. In the sum of the Eidus of an Eid Mesira. So not trust him for La'altha. And even La'altha we don't trust them. We don't even trust them La'altha. The only thing is, Rashi just saying, if it's immediate, if the Mesira, Saget, and the Kiyam of a Get are immediate, we're not Choshish at the Ziyaf. We're only Choshish with Ziyaf when there's a time break, when there's a lag between the event and the establishing of the thing. But when it's la'altar, there's just no chashash ziyaf.
There's no time to do it.
Whatever. That's what Rashi doesn't say they remember in that day. They don't. Their memory's not any better. Because it's not a matter of their memory. It's a matter of what they testified to. The only thing is, he holds, there has to be, that you can give a, the of course, what Elazar is going to say, it's kosher, because you can establish the get. So he says, it's just, chashash ziyaf is only when, after the gerushin, there's a zman before the kiyum of the get. But if there's no zman between the mesiras haget and the kiyum haget, there's no chashash ziyuf.
What's the kiyum though? Why is?
Ha'idna means now.
Ha'idna
means now. What?
And eidna mesira. Why is that? You just said the kiyum and the idna look at things. What? Why did he also throw in the mesira?
Why is he throwing the eidna mesira?
Yeah.
It's a good question. But the problem also is that it seems to go against the whole thing we were saying in the past Rashi, right? Because the first Rashi does seem to say that what? They're going to know. Ihava beitanoa inu yodi. Right? If there's a Tanai, they'll know. If there's a Tanai, they'll know. No. But this is, no. This is Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar, Omer Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar.
Would that mean just from her perspective?
I don't know. Not smooth. They have to read the whole thing because it could be if it's a Tanai that makes a bottle, like if it's a Tanai like someone said before, that you can't marry anybody, that would possible to get. But one second. It's a good question. Hold on. No, I think you're right. I think the fact that what's he adding in is the Ube'edei Mesira. I think what he means is like this, that that the Edom won't recollect, is what he's saying. They won't recollect. But they know what they're reading. There's a difference. Right? Recollection means after the Maisa, now you try to recall what it was. But besoch maisa, it's not a matter of recollection.
No, you're doing it.
Besoch maisa, it's not a matter of recollection. It's a matter of knowledge, right? It is the thought. It is a knowledge. It is an idea in your mind. It's not a matter of recollection. So the Eidei Mesira. That's what the first Rashi is saying. He's saying by the Eidei Mesira, they know it, right? They know it. And now, since it's la'altar. It's besoch maisa. It's not a matter of relying on their recollection.
Could be
12 hours later. We have to have a halachic definition of la'alta. Saying there's no zman in between. If there's no zman in between, I know it's a slightly overly halachic definition. Seems like an overly halachic definition. But what the Rebbe Elazar is saying is you have to draw a line. The line has to be between the Maisa itself, the When the event happens, the person has the knowledge in his head. When he goes to sleep and he wakes up, now he has to remember it. Okay? So he's saying that we can't trust the Edim in their, since it's not the Gufa Edus, we can't trust their recollection. But their Yediyah we know. With their Yediyah we can use. Takes a nap that day? He's like the Kohen Gadol. They have to keep him up all day. So halachically, the nighttime is the Zman Shikcha. What do you want me to say? Listen, I'm... I mean, it is strange that Rashi takes altar out of its literal meaning, right? Rashi doesn't say. See, that's what I was trying to go with before. The altar according to Rashi just means that there's no zman in between. Doesn't mean immediate. As long as it's the same zman as the mesira, that's called the altar. Doesn't mean you have to run from the doesn't mean you have to run from the mesira to the basin. But we're getting a little trapped over here, because if we want to take the altar to mean that we're just not choshesh. For the we're just not choshish for Ziyaf, if it's la'altar, right? Not relying on the Eden's recollection, but the whole thing, the whole basis of it is that the Eden are going to know. Otherwise, that's the whole way to solve the Ziyaf is that the Eden know. You have to rely on the Eden knowing at the basin, right? That's the whole thing. Otherwise, the chashash of Ziyaf. Right, I think that's the right shot. That la'altar, that really it's not recollection according to Rashi. It's yediyah from the mice itself. The only thing is, he's saying the time of yediyah, as long as it's the same zman as the mice, it's not considered recollection. It's considered that it's fresh in your mind. Anything longer than that is considered a recollection. So he doesn't want to say la'alta means immediately, because you can't really do it immediately. Yeah, you got to take a few steps. You got to get the basin. I mean, otherwise you're going to have to do the whole thing in front of the basin. That's not mashma. That's not the normal procedure. This whole thing is relying on the normal procedure of giving a get and going to basin. So la'alta means in the same zman. He says you don't call it. You wouldn't have a zikara onto the thing on the same day it happened. You wouldn't say, we're going to make a remembrance ceremony today. For what? For the thing that happened this morning. There's no such thing like that. It's not remembrance anymore. And Rabbi Yochanan apparently holds, anything that they know through, anything that they had to know through doing their edus is part of the edus itself. Now that's what I'm saying is the machlokas. What becomes part of the edus, of the gufa edus of Edei Mesira? Is it only the information that's necessary for the Mesira to take place? Or anything that they had to know in order to do the Mesira? So they had to read the whole shtar. That's the din. They have to read the whole shtar. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that memela is part of their edus. So since Edim, we trust Edim on their recollections, because that's what an ed is, so everything is part of his edus. But according to Rabbi Lazar, only the gufa, only the essential parts, only that which gives the get, a shame get, is part of the gufa edus. Everything else is just a casual observance. Now with your shas maisa, you know it, so we can rely on it. But we're not going to rely on your recollections unless it's part of the gufa edus. That's the only way I can understand this to halachically define it, as opposed to going into some sort of cognitive psychology about that Rabbi Yochanan was from one school of psychology and Rabbi Lozer a different school of psychology about boxes of long and short term memories. In other words, everything that they know from the Mesira is part of their knowledge of the Mesira. But it's not, but Edus means knowledge that you observe with an intent to recount. That's what Edus is. Edus is not everything you notice while you were in the room to do to watch the Mesira. Can't give Edus on the color of the wallpaper. That's not Edus of Edei Mesira. Okay, what she was wearing. That's not part of the Edus of Edei Mesira. Okay, this happens to be. You had to see it. But it's not part. But it's an accident. It's not part of your mahus of an Ed Mesira.
You're just not used to making this distinction, because.
But everything you know at the time, everything you need to know at the time, is part of your knowledge right now of an aid, of, as an aid mesira. So as long as you're going, as long as you're going in the same zman, all of your yedia will take. But to get the recollection, then we're going to rely on that knowledge that you took in as an aid. You know what I mean? The knowledge that you took in to fulfill this in the fulfillment of the knowledge that was necessary to create your status as an aid. You know what I'm trying to say, Ken? Think it through a little. Okay, and then Rabbi Lazar continues and he says that not only is the get only good for one day, according to Rabbi Lazar, but this whole thing of allowing, this whole thing of using something, of writing on something that's Yochel is Daif with Eidei Mesira, is only good by Gittin. But other types of shtaros, it wouldn't be good. So what does that mean? It wouldn't be good when? It wouldn't be good even on the same day. Right? Because he holds the get is not good past the first day. And he's saying that that's only by getting, by shah shah slow. So it means that Rav Lozor is saying even on the day that you write a different type of a shtar, you could not use it in Beis Din. Why? Because it says, in the satam b'kli cheres, l'man yom du yom rabim. So by Yirmiyah over there, so says that he bought a field from his uncle, right, in Anosis, and he wrote and Hashem told him that he should write a shtar and keep it, so that when it's a sign that the Gullus will be over, and they're going to come back, and the property will be valuable.
We don't learn things from Navi.
Navi, that's a good question. It's a good question. You do learn Kinyanim from Navi. You do learn Kinyanim. Like you learn Kinyan, you learn Chalipin from Boaz, and
how's that possible?
That's a good question. Ramban says that it just shows you what was the practice, and whatever was the practice that you know is the din.
Like a
Gilei. Like a Gilei, right? Mm. I think he says something. He says something like that. That the Navi wouldn't say something unless it was. Navi wouldn't just take a cut. Wouldn't just mention a custom. Unless it was really a din.
Doesn't there have to be a
Torah
source also?
Torah Shabbat. So he says, so what does Rashi say over here? So by a get, why is a get different? Because a get is made only to be Matira. And she could bring it into Beis Din immediately. And right. they'll permit her. They'll Matir her. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. So why does he have to say that? It's funny, right? Why does he have to say that? Because the get's not going to function anymore, right? In other words, she can't need the get after the first day because we don't trust the get anymore after the first day. Right? So the whole, but the get is supposed to make a permanent change. So how can a temporary thing make a permanent change? Right? Because once you bring it to Beis Din, now there's a call that she went to Beis Din, and everybody remembers. Interesting thing. You can rely on the fact that you know that she went to Beis Din, and Beis Din's Matir. You don't need Adam, apparently, to tell you that she was divorced. As long as you know, as long as it's a Davar Yadua, that's what he's saying. As long as it's a Davar Yadua, that she went to Beis Din and they were Matir, you can rely on that. But by Shtaros,
the Kanye Lugavina of Dilma Mamafik Le Azma Ara, the Yishkutu Ede Mesira, Asad Allah, Samhina Ede Tzima, the Dina Zayat, Sav.
Do you have the Samhi Nan or just the Samhi?
Well, I have a little.
You have a little slash, right? Yeah. Samhina Ede
Mesima,
right.
Mizuya.
Because I think my grandma had some chinon. You have some chinon. I don't know which. I don't know what the
where.
Yeah, go ahead. You go ahead. What is Rashi? What is Tosfos say? What does Tosfos say? Does he quote the Rashi? His question is, you have some chinon. Tosfos says. Okay, go ahead.
Because
that's a problem. Why would we rely on Eidei Chasim all of a sudden? So Rashi is saying a funny thing. He's saying, but a regular shtar, let's say it's like a shtar for a loan. Let's say a loan. So you want to collect So after the guy doesn't pay you, could be 5 years. You want to go and you want to collect from his property, or you want to collect from people that bought property from him, right? So you're not going to necessarily ever produce this shtar. It could be the first time you're going to produce the shtar is 5 years after it's done, right? And then the Eidei Mesira are going to forget the whole thing, right? And then what? V'samchina na Eidei Chasima? What does that mean? Now who's going to rely on Eidei Chasima? The Beis Din? Why would the Beis Din do such a thing? V'hu mezayif k'sava elyon v'chosem Eidem v'chosem ha'Eidem mu'omid m'komo. Why, and what's going to happen is that the guy is going to really scratch, he's going to change the text and he'll leave the Eidem. So they'll validate the Eidem, but the text was changed. But why would Beis Din do such a silly thing? Why would Beis Din say, the Eidei Mesira come in and say, and the Dayan says, do you remember the Shtar? And he says, no, I don't really remember. He says, okay, we'll just go with the Eidei Chasima here. It's written on the Ksav, the Siyachal is Naif. And you don't have Eidei Mesira validating it. That's what Tosa says. Pirush Kuntra says, he says, Pirusho Dachak, the Lama Yesh Lanu Litos, Felismach al Eidei Chasima, Bedovash Yachal is Naif. Why would the Beis Din do something like that? Why would the Beis Din make a mistake and rely on Eidei Chasima with a shtar that we know could be changed? What kind of a stupid thing is that? So I think the Ramban learns Rashi differently. That Rashi says the Eidei Mesira will rely on Eidei Chasima, not that the Beis Din will rely on Eidei Chasima, but the Eidei Mesira will look at the Chasima and they're not sophisticated, and they're just going to remember that those were the same Eidim there, and they're going to say, yeah, the Shtar is the good Shtar.
That would be equally bad, though. No.
Then it would be bad. That's why, at least that's a real chashash. No, that's at least. Yeah, why would you say Beis Din would rely on Eidei Chasima and the Shtar is Yochel is Dayah?
Right.
That's like the first thing you learn. That's like the bedrock. The Shtar can't be Yochel is Dayah. I mean, that's the main thing in Shtar, that it can't be forged. So because Eidei Mesira come in and say we don't remember, then the Dayan is going to rely on Eidei Chasima. But so the Ramban wants to say this whole thing is talking about where there are Eidei Chasima. Then you're worried that the Eidim are going to just they're going to remember a little bit and they're going to think it was okay. But anyway, so what's the problem? So why can't you use it on the first day though? Or why can't you use it when the Eidei? Why can't you use it on the first day, or within 10 days at least? Right. So that's a good reason why. That's a good reason why we should worry about it in a long time. But why can't we use it today? Because of the pasuk, right? Yamim rabim amo ve'inam davar roi lamo l'skayim v'haikro b'yirmiyo b'shtari mecher. That's not shtar raya, shtar mecher. Even though right now they're definitely going to recall, because Rabbi Elazar holds they'll remember one day. But what? It's a psul. The shtar has to last a long time. Shtar has to last a long time. If it can't last a long time, it's not a shtar. Yeah. One second. What bothers me is, I mean, maybe this is why the Ramban. What bothers me is why couldn't Rashi just repeat the same problem in the Get case? That then it's not going to remember. Why does he have to have this whole thing that they're going to, even if they didn't remember, why do you have to have a thing that they're going to, that some great takol is going to come out of it, that they're going to validate a puzzle star? Why can't it just be they're going to? Why does he have this whole thing that they're going to be samech on Eidei Chasima? It's just a funny thing, Rashi. Just say they're not going to remember and they're going to think it was good. Just like by Gittin we had a problem. Seems like it's a different problem, he's saying, by the Shtar than by the Get. He doesn't, right? It's just, why does he have to change the case? Change the Chashash? Yeah.